Welcome to the Vlogpastors Podcast, a podcast all about the stories and strategies of sharing God's love in the digital world. Now, here are two pastors that love to put a camera in their face and walk around in public. They are the Wayne and Garth of Digital Ministry, Jared Brown and Joshua Verwers.
Well, hello there. I am the one and only Joshua Verwers.
Oh, I just appeared, and I am Jared Brown.
And you are actually catching us live this week. So, surprise. Welcome. Jared, do you remember what episode we were at? Because I wrote it down
85.
And then I forgot it. 85, okay.
We should be on episode 85.
Ooh, does that mean? Does that, ooh. Ooh. That mean we're only like 15, 16, 14 episodes away, 15 episodes
we
away from hitting the big 100?
We are very close. Very,
we should do something
very,
special
very
for that.
Ooh,
that would be fun.
Ideas?
Ooh, I wonder what date that would fall on.
That's going to be, okay, so what are we, 15 away?
We're looking 15 at like away. Beginning of October?
In 15, oh
I
my goodness.
Think that.
I can't even do that. Let's not do that. That's going to take me too long, and I'm going to be off. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. That is the 27th of September if we stay on track.
Interesting. I don't know. We'll have to figure out something to do because I think that would be fun.
That would be fun.
I have no ideas, but I guarantee there will not be hot sauce involved.
Oh, no, we've retired.
Hot sauce I'm completely gone. Done.
Nope.
Diana saying, howdy, howdy, gents. Howdy, Diana. Morning. Good to see you. Glad to be chatting. John in the house as well. Yeah, so before, while we were doing the thing, and before yeah. John was saying that you just needed to take your phone outside and then call in live from Tank's Lair.
That's next.
Yes.
That's next. For those of you who are just hopping on, I'm having horrible internet issues today, rural internet, if you know where I live. And so it's working, but it's kind of intermittent. And if it goes down, I guess I'm going out to Tank's Lair, which is my billy goat. And we'll be calling for live from the field, literally from the field.
Which gets me thinking, as I was sitting there, I was like, we could do a call-in. And, you know, John's even asking, you know, put a still of Jared up and then show the waveform. I need to figure out how to do that. I do. What we should have done by now is I probably should have come up with 18 different scenarios for when rural Texas internet goes down. So that way we've got backups on backups on backups on backups.
I have ideas.
Well, one of them, I do know that I can hook up my phone to my Rodecaster. So at least if you had cellular service, you could call in and I could pump the audio through. But I'm not sure that even works.
That's been spotty today because I've been running, you know, business stuff this morning, trying to make sure all of the videos are posting appropriately, and it's just not having it. Yeah. So it's what it is.
I think the best solution is maybe we need to go on a mission to find Elon Musk and have Starlink hooked up for your place.
Okay, so I've looked into it. I've looked into it. There's a waiting list of 2 years for my area. You can get on earlier. You can. I've heard of people pop in earlier, but rumor has it, and I don't know how long it's going to take, I am on a waiting list for fiber, which has y'all speeds, gig speeds. However, everybody who has gig speeds out here say it's the same thing. It's just uninterrupted. So in theory, I'm going to have fiber, Lord willing, within the next year.
I don't know who's saying that fiber is just the same. They must not be having true fiber then. Because fiber gig speeds, they are insane. Like it is.
They're showing me numbers. They're like, oh yeah, we're running 600-700 megabytes per second. And I'm like, oh, I go 50.
Yeah.
50 down, like 9 up.
Well, because I think. Well, we've shown that but a time or three. I wonder if I can even pull up the share screen and let's just do a quick little speed test here and find out.
Speed. Which is lightning, by the way, guys. Out here in rural Texas, the top speed as of a couple months ago was 1.5 down and up. 1.5.
And so this will tell you exactly what I'm doing right now, keeping in mind that Jared and I are streaming.
Ooh. look at it go. And look at it
so
go.
We're not only streaming. I know that I've got two other TVs that are plugged into Netflix watching something right now.
Hundy. Look at that upload.
Yeah.
That is a powerful upload. Look at that thing. Oh, my goodness. That, it's glorious.
That upload
543.7.
Yes. Oh, it is quite nice.
Y'all are spoiled rotten. What would I do with that?
I don't even know.
I think I'd run every tablet. I would run every computer. I'd be there would be videos in every room of my house just playing, continually pumping.
I did that. That was one of the first things that we did. I told everybody, I was like, grab your devices. Although I haven't done it since the little girls got their cell phones now. I say little girls. They're 13 little and 15. Girls.
I just saw a post on Facebook. No, man, you don't have little girls anymore. Right? No. They're you have How, young that, women for sure.
Yeah, what's that? I was thinking about this yesterday, actually, which was a bad thing for me because I was thinking of another vlog idea, and it's horrible for me to think of vlog ideas when I haven't released the vlog that I've got.
Nope.
Because it just doesn't work. So it was like, all right, pin this one somewhere here in the recesses. But I thought it would be kind of interesting to do a little vlog about, because I don't think y'all have actually seen on my vlogs the girls in a long time.
It has been months.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
it's been months since you've seen a vlog from me.
I was just about to say it's been, I mean, they've been pretty sparse. So probably like going on a year, but months since you were vlogging.
Yes. And it's crazy. I've got sticky notes. I've got a bunch of sticky notes here with one vlog idea there, two vlog ideas, three vlog ideas. And then I took the trash can out of here because what happened is I would write down the vlog ideas and then I would pull them off and I'd crumple them up because I was like, nope, I'm not making that anymore. And then I would just throw it away.
I am checking the chat. I'm just waiting for it. Where is she?
She's gonna come in like a wrecking ball here in a minute.
No.
My brain is just not wired that way for some reason. So I don't know.
Dude, I mean, you got
Dad in the house saying hello.
Yeah.
Hi, Dad.
You got to make the video about not being able to make the video. I know that's kind of a common theme around here, but come on, that's an easy kill.
But I don't. So here's the thing with making a video about not being able to make the video. When I'm focusing about the video that I'm not able to make, I can't think about the video about the video about just not being able to make it.
That's what I was saying yesterday. Just record it. Yes. Don't think about it. Just record.
I have a bunch of footage. And so what I've been doing is like when I've recorded for this video that was supposed to come out 2 weeks ago, mind you, that video that has, I've recorded it, but every time I record, it's not coming across the way that I want it to come across. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have, I come across like too harsh or too arrogant or it has the wrong motives. Like like it just doesn't, it's not coming across the way even out of my mouth. You've had those moments. I'm sure we've all had those moments where you say something and it's like, did that sound as rude as it sounded coming out of my ears? Like that's not how I thought it was supposed to come out of my heart.
Yeah.
But it came out of my mouth that way. So I need to reevaluate. So that's where I've been at. And I've been recording those talking head segments. And then as I'm thinking about it, you know, and it's like, okay, this isn't the right motive. This isn't the right thought. I keep it recording during that time. So it's been recording, but I can't think about how to put it together. So I've got all this footage, and once I release the video that I can't release, then I'll start working on the video I've been recording about the video that I can't release, even though it's not really about it, but it's
so
it's
you
all
have
B-roll
been,
stuff. And
but you have been recording, and you have, as long as you're not throwing out the takes, you can
I have not thrown any of them out yet. I don't know how many I've got in here, because I record them on here and then I transfer them over to the SD. And then it's like, you know, so from the camera to my SSD. That's what I was thinking.
Well, I think even sitting down or even stealing this segment from this show right here, where you go, I'm trying to say something, but it's not coming across. I think that's great stuff right there, man. I think there's blood in the water. That's the, that's what I was talking about yesterday. That's the tension of the hero's journey, man. You're our hero and we're cheering you on. We want you to be able to deliver on this video. And it's like, struggle's real. What is she saying?
She says, nope, not saying a peep, Jared. I'm going to let the Lord convict y'all on this time.
Hey, I reserve my vlog. I'm current.
Jared did release his vlog, and it was a good vlog.
Good.
Yes, the thought process. You didn't edit that, though, did you?
I did edit that.
You did edit that?
I edited that. I'm trying to let things that would keep me from hitting publish drop.
Can I just add a technical commentary to it? An editor's commentary?
If you talk to me about volume.
Nope.
Okay, go ahead.
Not volume, nothing. It was just a choice for B-roll. Because when you're talking about... I
didn't want to shoot it.
But why?
Why? Because then it's going to hinder me from having... I wanted to upload because I was finished with the nugget. It was getting stale in my mind and in my heart. I've had it for a few ticks. So rather than going and setting up the camera and filming me going through the B-roll and it feeling so staged and getting frustrated with the process, then bringing it in, dumping the memory card, going through the whole thing, I went, I wonder if I have some B-roll somewhere of somebody doing the exact same thing, and would it really matter? Apparently it does. Because my wife says, my wife said the same thing. She goes, who is this chick?
Yep.
What's this about?
I don't care. Because like I recognize her as a YouTuber. I wanted to say like Eliza or something like that, but I think I'm wrong.
Mindlessly scrolling Instagram. Enter. Up she comes. Number one hit. She's got millions of views. So I figured if people knew who she was, then it would seem like I was picking her for a reason. Nope.
Yeah. I think it was Liza Koshy. I think that's who that was. Anyways, I saw it and I was like,
nope.
I mean, at first I saw it and I was like, filming her? And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, wait, no, this is something like he pulled up with stock footage and stuff. And
exactly. I didn't want it to be stock footage because so it was actually just a screen grab. I did not want any more hindrances to the process because I had already, you got to know, because one of these guys too. We're trying to make a video. It's already not coming out the way that we had envisioned. It's not saying the things that I thought I was saying. And in the edit, I'm like, how much am I going to tweak this to make it bend to the will that I have?
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm not going to. I'm going to take what I've got. Those were the live, real moments. This is what I was talking about. I want to do more documenting than, you know, trying to craft these crazy transitions and stories. And I just want to – I'm too busy for that right now. I'll pick that back up later. Right now, documenting the process. Here's what I was thinking. Let it go. What's the least – amount of resistance to that process. I chose it. I know.
No, I'm with you where
that or the audio, because the audio was rough.
I didn't even notice the audio this time.
I was trying. So this guy is the little wind muff cover. Diana will know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, for the white chocolate
now. Yeah. Slides right in over top. And I was trying to see if that was going to be a usable sound source. And it picks up a lot more than I'm used to because it's not a boom mic. It just is a wind muff, little dead cat.
But on the biggie, you can make that directional.
Yes.
Is that what you did? And it still picked up more?
I think I still have it set on auto. So it decides what it wants to do. So okay. It's got an auto feature. So if it hears somebody behind you, it picks up behind. If it front, that type of thing. And I had blaring machines and did not remember to go back and. I just saw audio levels. Knew it was going to get pretty rough whenever the lawnmowers and blow whatever they're called.
Yeah,
blow guns, blow whatever.
That's leaf not blowers.
It. Leaf blower. That's it. Leaf blower. We're going behind me.
Like, blow guns.
That's not it.
No, the blow guns, I think, are those little bubble guns that she had as a kid that she'd put on the little bubble thing. And anyhow,
still got some vlogs that I'm working on that I want to get released. And that one was in the pipeline, needed to get out of the way so we can get some stuff going.
Yes. And I will say you've got just in here in the chat, you've got split reviews on it because Augie says it was great. He saw it. He wondered who the girl was. And he was like, cool, using an actor.
Yeah, so he kind of liked it. An actor.
And then he said he watched it on the iPad. There were some audio issues, but nothing that was distracting. Diana says that she recognized her, but didn't really care about the B-roll used. Purist who apparently is just like, you're going to be talking about you scrolling on Instagram, why not just show yourself scrolling on Instagram? Because I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, how hard is it to set one of the four cameras that you have right in front of you, press record, and then just go?
You underestimate how lazy I am.
Well,
swapping cards all day long. No more.
But to be fair to you, I totally get it when it comes to, you've got this video that you've been wanting to release, but you just can't release it. And I just need to get it out there. Like, yeah. What is the easiest, fastest way to get it? So I agree. Dad's saying,
do you find yourself using Zoom to cut down on the, or I guess Ecamm for you, to cut down the workflow?
No.
No? Ah, you underestimate my laziness then.
The only time that I use Ecamm, and really, like, the only time I use it is for screen recording. That's it. If I'm going to be doing something for screen recording, like if I'm going to show something and I need my face on there at the same time, then I'll use it so I don't have to go back in post to do it. But other than that, no, I don't. Like, these clips are the only thing, and you've seen my videos. I don't put them in that often, so that's the only time. Everything else is just straight from the camera. And I don't know, maybe it's because, here's one thing I've got to figure out. Why is this file size that I record my sermons on Sunday in 1080p only like 7 gigs for the hour? But on that ZV1, the same settings, I think, but obviously not, it's 26 gigs. Like, how? I cannot figure that out. So there's something that I'm doing. I'm sure it's a codec thing, and there's a setting inside the menus that I don't know where it's at. That's the only aggravating thing for me, because the last few weeks I've been uploading the video format of my sermons, not just audio format. So instead of the quick 5-minute edit and upload that I would often just do at church, where I would just grab the SD card out of here, pull that into Audition, chop, chop, upload, and go. I would do that, but now I've got to upload the whole thing. And then, because I want to make it visually pleasing, then I wind up going through and I create all of my sermon slides that I don't create at church. And then I try to do the thingamajigger.
So what is the maximum resolution on these bad boys?
On these?
Cell phones. I know they have 4K, blah, 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 but for the most part, you can pass with a 720, right?
You can, although I don't really watch 720 that often. Like, when I see it, and I've seen it, and it's like, fine.
You don't know how, well, actually, you would know. I think the rest of the world doesn't know how much 720 I'm pushing out right now just to get by and to keep workflows going.
So 720 in vertical works a little bit easier than widescreen, because when you're doing vertical, you're only really watching it on here. Or if you wind up watching it.
Audio issues?
Yes.
Let's see. What did I do on my end that one time that like really took care of it? Got an idea.
I don't know.
BRB. So,
asteroids. Augie, it does kind of sound like asteroids when that's happening. Okay. Yes, it also comes and goes when Josh is moving around. Oh, well, that's great, because I'm always moving around. I can't sit still. I got ants in my pants.
That's so true. Both of us.
Yeah.
Visually, if you're watching the video, we're all gyrating around here.
So 720p, yes. If you watch it, like, I'll watch even some shorts on TV, rarely, but occasionally I will. And even in that, it's so small that it winds up getting a decent resolution at that point. So I don't mind 720 when it comes to vertical content, but horizontal content, it's like.
Statistically speaking, you are an anomaly. I would say, if I ask the chat right here,
yes,
most folks, except for Diana, because she's going to be at her computer all day, maybe John. Ooh, this is going to be a one-off sample size. But 90%, we're going to be using cell phones. People are going to be cruising around on your cell phone watching your YouTube videos, your Facebook, your Instagram, all of your socials, right? Except for you. How many of you, let's answer it in the chat, if you're here, watch your... let's just call it YouTube since we're on YouTube. Watch your YouTube vids on the big screen. I'm betting it's very few.
Yeah, I don't know. I know I do, just because I get tired of watching like this. And maybe it's my old man eyes or something.
It's a big screen. It just gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
That could be. But
are you getting are you getting the goggles?
No.
No way.
That is the dumbest thing in the world. I think VR headsets. We bought one of the VR headsets when they first came out from Samsung.
The Oculus? Yeah. Because they were cheap. Well, they were stupid cheap.
I think even before the Oculus, I had one. And then we wound up getting the actual Oculus as well. But yeah, I had one even before it was the Oculus. I don't even remember. It was just a Samsung VR headset. Stick the phone in, go. Watching the videos are kind of funny to look back on, you know, when we would record us watching doing the VR. But the only reason that that was fun was because we were all doing it as a family. But what winds up happening now is people are using these VR, AR, and with this Apple, whatever it's called, they're going to be isolated. And it's like, no, no, no. If COVID taught us anything, isolation is a horrible idea, and it just leads to the demise of civilization. So no, I'm going to rail against it. And if all technology and all video streaming goes that way, I'm done. Like, I won't do it.
Did you see Madhya Hapoya?
I didn't know.
Basically, that's where video's going is his take on it.
Well, but I watched Casey Neistat's video, and he did like the exact opposite. He's like, this is the demise of civilization. He's like, so sorry. If I'm going to trust one of the vloggers on where they think video's going, I'm going to trust the one that's got a more proven track record on there.
Sure.
Not like, I like Maddie, but man, even with like cameras and stuff, he has jumped back and forth. I don't know how times.
I'm with you. I don't think that's where it's going. If it does go VR, I think it's still going to be stationary because that makes you sick. I don't know if you've ever played one of those asteroid games while you're in it. There's just too much to.
We're playing an asteroid game right now with all of this audio stat. But yes, Charles is saying it sounds like, hey, by the way, Charles Nickens, good to see you. I'm glad you joined us live last week when we made everybody think that we were live and we weren't actually live.
Are we going to talk about that or what?
We are going to talk about it here in a second. But he said, sounds like somebody has a bad ground on your signal wires running parallel with your power cables. This would definitely be me because it's graduation times and Logan's got a, you need to rerun your wires separate from your signal wires power. Yes. I'm almost positive that's what it is. I know I do have an extra power source that is laying in here that I would try to reach on.
He's going for it. Go, 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 go. Everything shuts down. The whole stream crashes.
But I wound up getting having to rewire some stuff because we're looking for photos from Logan and I've got them on other computers and other hard drives and having to plug everything in and try to figure that out. It was just like, yeah. But anyways, we'll talk about our thing here in a second. I want to get to some of these comments because John saying YouTube has defaulted to 720 anymore. Fake news. YouTube has defaulted to YouTube has defaulted to 720 for those who actually allow them to put them at there. All of my devices, they go to the maximum resolution because that's what I put the settings at.
Nope. False news. Fake news. Even if you prioritize and select that you want it in the highest quality possible, for folks in the rural internet space, you're going to get 720.
If you've got the bandwidth, you get it. I guarantee it.
Stuff that I don't know about.
Let me see if I can find a TubeBuddy.
Let's just go ahead and play some Vlogpasters. I mean, come on, let's be on brand here. Looking through TubeBuddy. Play some.
Well, I was going to try to pull up the
Pasters.
Pull up the Vlogpasters.
Oh, he echoes. Look at that. How far behind are we? Not long. We're nearly live and in real time. See? He's right. Listen to that guy. What else are we talking about?
Why is my phone doing weird things? I don't know. I don't know what I just did.
This is the best. Abort.
It's like locked. It won't do anything.
Hopefully that guy echoes me the entire day. That would be hilarious.
Oh, poo. Somehow I turned on. What is that? There's a. Nope.
Who is she? I'm not talking to her.
Power off.
I know, Charles. It's getting weird. Your phone's probably what's causing it.
John. Somebody help me out. How do you turn off the accessibility menu on a Google Pixel? Because somehow it just turned itself on. Oh, there she is. Okay. Hey, if anybody wants to know, it's the volume up and volume down buttons at the exact same time. Okay. I don't know if you can see that.
No, not yet. There we are. There we are.
Higher picture quality.
Uh-huh. Select. Not going to matter. It will continue to default.
Although
to
that tells me 480.
We'll wait you out. Go ahead.
What? No, so we'll like, because I've done this several times. I checked it yesterday on, even on my TV. It was just yesterday. I'm watching YouTube and there was something. Yeah. It was a, what was that video I was watching?
It was a Jared Brown video shot in 720.
No. Well, I watched that, but that was in my bedroom. And that was like, as I woke up and my eyes were kind of like this anyways. but no, there was something I was watching. It was a guy trying to do the, that old Civil War thing where you shoot two bullets into themselves to watch them like blend together. Really cool video. And he's doing like high speed camera. But as I'm watching this, I was like, what did this guy shoot this in? Like 360? I was like, that thing is, or 480. It's bad. And so I went down to my settings and my phone says, no, you're at 2160. So I'm guessing what he did is he probably recorded it in like 720 and then upscaled it for the export into 4K thinking, oh, this is going to work. No, it didn't work. Don't do that to me ever again. Because it's just like, that's horrible.
That's cruel. Everybody's adjusting their TVs.
Now, I get it because there's a lot of it that the story matters more. And we talk about this. Audio is the most important thing. Get the audio right. Then make sure you've got the lighting right. Then you can get the video right. And the video quality and resolution isn't that big of a deal. And I know I'm more of an anomaly because I watch the majority of mine on the TV, which is probably why I'm saying, no, it doesn't default to 720. Because on my TV, it doesn't. Maybe they're doing that to mobile. And I just don't watch on mobile, so I wouldn't know. But at least on all my devices in here, it's set at my max resolution, whatever it is. Although, as we saw, I got the bandwidth.
You're waiting in line. You're waiting on grandma to do something. Do you pull something up on your phone and watch it? Or are you just strictly TV?
The only thing, when I'm out and about, later. YouTube is pretty much strictly TV. I rarely watch anything on YouTube because if I watch it, it's like, no, I want to sit down and actually watch this and pay attention. And when I'm out and I'm mobile, my phone's going to get interrupted all the time. So the only thing I'm really doing on there is maybe watching some reels or Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's kind of the majority of it. I'm not watching YouTube. YouTube is almost strictly at the computer or on the TV. And I would say TV is probably 90% of the time. Pop in the mornings and check a few things and see what's up. And then that's about it.
Got a plan, guys. What if we shot the next video from Jared in like 360 or as low as it'll go, maybe cell phone.
Oh, so then you'd be Peter McKinnon trying to use the
scale it,
or you'd be all these YouTubers taking their camcorders from 20 years ago and trying to do that stuff. No, stop it.
Don't do that. Dude, I did not do well with that. That was hilarious. Diana posted in our friend chat the other day. She's like, what are these guys thinking? And she shows this Gen Z person with a camcorder coming across it for the first time. Like, this is amazing. Look how it does. This thing's ahead of its time. And I'm like, there's a reason we moved on from all of these things.
It's not ahead of its time. So.
It's really not. Yeah. It was for its time. And now it's nasty. Anyway.
Should we get into some comments and then we'll get into some more discussion here? Dad was saying personally, you guys are very confusing. This came across when I was talking about not being able to make a video. And so trying to record a video about not being able to make a video, but I can't really record the video about not being able to make the video because if I record the video about not being able to make the video, then I've moved on past making the video.
I totally get it.
What, being confused or my understanding?
I'm not sure what your dad's problem is. I mean, it makes perfect sense.
So, yes, we are very confusing. Yeah, let's see. Looking here, Augie saying that, yeah, oh, he watched on the iPad. Diana, to rebuttal yourself, why not press record, edit, and upload? No. Yes. Just saying, LOL, Jared published his video, though. No.
I did publish that video.
Because here's the thing. If I edit I guarantee this is going to happen. And how can I guarantee this? I have 5 years of experience on YouTube that will say, this is what I'm going to do. If I have video A that I can't quite wrap up and I move on to video B, video A dies. Is done. And I will never make video A. It'll never happen again. Now, if the video B stuff is just recordings that I didn't have an idea of what I wanted to do with the edit, I can move on to C, D, E, F, and G. And then as long as that footage is there, maybe I'll come back to it. Maybe I won't.
Pip, pip, good sir. Exception to the rule. You have footage of President Trump. You're not going to sit on that. That comes out.
I don't know if it will.
Really?
I don't know if it will. God, I've got...
You march to the beat of your own drum, good sir.
I don't know if it will. Well, and that's just part of it, because it's like, meh. I mean, I've got photos galore of me meeting other presidential candidates. I've got newspaper articles that have been done of that.
They go in the video. They go in the video.
It'll go in this video if this video actually gets released, as long as people leave me alone so I can just get this video released. Actually, it's not even people not leaving me alone. It's me not getting out of my head or heart space, getting clarity on how I want to say it.
I think that's legitimate, though. I know for as much credola as we're giving you here today and in the friend chat, but like, dude, I wouldn't either. There's no way I would release that thing if the tone came across dishonoring or not reflective of what God was saying to me, through me, kind of a thing. So I wouldn't either.
And I think part of it might even be that it's got to have the right tone, because it could potentially open up opportunities for similar videos. And so that's where I need to make sure it has the right tone in the right direction. So if these opportunities come up, which they'll come up, but if they come up, make sure that it at least is kind of on page and on brand, and it doesn't turn into a Facebook profile video.
Goodness. The Facebook profile video that will not die.
It will not die. I think that thing, it just actually overtook my Fear Not for first place again.
It's got legs, man. Let it run.
No, I don't like it. I'll leave it alone. But Augie's saying he uses OBS like he can to use to record, put his face on top of screens. But I feel that. Yeah, I like it.
I think so. I'm using it. The only thing I don't like is on Zoom. It touches up your face. I don't know what it's called, but it like smooths everything out, and I don't want it smoothed. That bothers me. I wish I could figure out how to turn that off. But again, too lazy to find out. Continue.
Yeah. YouTube defaulted. Get out the hammer, Josh. Asteroids. Yes. We were playing the Asteroids game. comes and goes when I'm moving. Yes, absolutely. Augie was saying he watched on his tablet and cell phone, but on his TV in the office if they come out before 3 p.m. Yep. And that is a 32-inch TV. I think mine's I don't even know how big mine is. 65-inch TV?
Ooh, children, please. 75. And no lower.
I don't know. Or maybe the 65 is the bedroom and the 75. I have no idea. Oh, my goodness.
TVs are getting ridiculous.
They're huge. Hey, if I could fill up my wall even more, I would.
My wife comes home one time with like this ridiculous TV deal. It was like whatever that thing is, 75-inch TV for like $400. So she gets it. It has its issues. Let's be honest. It glitches out in the dark spaces. But I felt terrible hanging that thing on the wall. Every time somebody comes over, it's like, what? Whoa, that TV, don't you? It's like, yeah. But you know what? When you have it, it kind of like shrinks down and you're like, man, I wish I had an 85-inch TV.
Yeah, because we initially in the living room had like a 40-something, and then we went to like a 50 or a 60-something. I think this is a 70-something. I don't know. Maybe a 70, maybe 75. I can't remember. They bought it for me a year or two ago on Christmas, whatever it was. And it was another one of those specials. It was an Android TV or a Google TV, one of the two. And they were like, oh, you like Google, you like Android. We could, oh, I absolutely love it. I wish all of my TVs were like that. And it just, it works so good. And it's huge. But our living room is long, the way we have it set up. Okay. So we've got like the TV on this wall, couch on this wall, and then another couch on this. And then there's like door and windows here. So you can't release it. So because you're so far away, it's like, I need a bigger TV.
Has to be. I get it.
I mean, it's kind of like when you go to a movie theater, you want to sit in the back row because you don't want to have to do this all the time. But at the same time, because you're sitting so far away, it needs to be a big screen so you can see it.
IMAX or Omni. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Isn't you the don't IMAX like the...
No, no, no. That's Omni. IMAX is the giant screen, the super tall, like three-story tall screen.
That'd work.
Those are super expensive videos.
I don't remember which one I went to. And it was when I think the first Transformers came out and all of that action. I almost got sick in that thing because I'm like.
Oh, were you in the Omni? Was that the one that's like a, it's.
It was like a dome. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was nasty. I couldn't stand it. Augie saying on the Vision Pros, I want the option to have my eyes be googly eyes.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Yes. Or like there's a filter that needs to be there. Or like maybe I have some of these things, these Triton Fet heads that I've been wondering if maybe this is my issue. Because this actually adds extra power to the microphone. So because it's drawing and pushing, maybe. Because it only comes through. Here's what I've been able to figure out. It's only coming through the mic channel that I have active. Because I unhooked my other XLR, because I had channel one, channel two. Had two of them sitting here. So it was always channel two, which was over here. Channel one was over here. Well, I wound up taking channel two and set it back over there. You can kind of see it right there. Mm-hmm. So it's not plugged into anything anymore. There's nothing in the back of the Rodecaster. And then all I did is I took, then it was channel one. I just moved the microphone around here. So it's still one, but now it's acting up again. So it's like, what is going on? But that's where I'm thinking it might be the Fet head. So we'll see. We'll maybe I should just get one of those new Rodecaster duos so I don't have to use the Fet head at all.
Yeah. Hey, what are you gonna do with that old one? I'm just kidding.
I have no idea.
Excellent. I've got an idea.
I'm sure you do. Take cover. Charles being shocked. I think that's because we weren't actually live. Yeah, the thing with the VR headsets is that in game and video, like Asteroid Games that's going on right now, if the head moves and we don't, then we get motion sick. It's like the head bob in video games. It's a great idea, but it only causes motion sickness. Yeah. Your phone is probably what's causing it. There. Now my phone's back there. Hopefully that won't cause it anymore. Like back in the day when you had a message coming in before it came in back in the day on your cell phone. Oh. Could be. I don't know. We'll figure it out. And I've got everything else unplugged. Like I've got a wireless charging mat that the keyboard sets on, but that's unplugged. That was the thing I reached under and unplugged. So that
doesn't sound like a beep, 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 like that.
Yes.
That's what it sounds like. Cell phone. 1000%. I work with cell phone all the time.
Static.
Yeah. Cell phone. Beep, beep, beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep, beep. We'll find out if it's my cell phone. I just threw it back there. So if it is, then I'll have to create a Faraday cage on my, okay. On my computer and my iPhone, I get, and on three different tablets, this is what Augie's watching stuff. They auto choose resolutions at 722 unless I go in and change it.
And change it.
Then corrected. High picture quality starts at 720 and can be as high as 1440p, but it's 720 base for that.
And it drives me nuts because I want the highest quality possible and they auto default down.
And again, maybe like I'll stand corrected if that's what it's doing. I'm just unaware of it because I'm always on TV.
Well, you have 90% of the time. Bandwidth for it. I guarantee you that thing is peeking out every time. It's like, oh, sure.
Beat it. Very fun video. I nerded out. Oh, are you talking about the one with shooting the bullets, John?
Smarter Every Day.
Smarter Every Day. Yes, that's the guys. Yes, Smarter Every Day is the channel. It is such a good video. Such a good video and story and everything.
I mean, because you, if you had the camera placement, if it was,
you've got to watch it.
You would have to have it coming.
You've got
to
watch. You've got to watch it. They over engineered this thing. But you would have to try to. It's so good. Genevieve saying, hello, gentlemen. Hello, lady. 414 by 140. Video making can be confusing. What is the name of your group chat currently?
I think it's still the same.
Obedience equals publishing videos.
Yep. Still the same. It's been that way for about a month.
Yep. Agreed. I stand on what I said yesterday. Let God tell you when to resume it, but move on to the next thing. So that's my issue. There was a recent interview with Casey Neistat, and all of a sudden I was like, okay, I'm not alone in this. A recent interview with Casey Neistat, and he says he doesn't plan future videos. He can't do it because once he moves on to the next video, whatever project he was working on is done. So he makes it, sends it, makes it, sends it, makes it, sends it. I don't have a mental cue. Like, here's a perfect one. Wayne Riz came through Iowa. We met up. We had dinner. We hung out. We vlogged it. We recorded it. That footage is here, but I just haven't done anything with it. And I was planning on it, and I got sat down to making it, and then life kind of got busy and ahead of me, and I moved on to the next project. That's still sitting there. Now, that one will be one of the few that I will keep because eventually I'm sure I'll come back. I'll probably get bored and be like, I have no idea what to make. And then I'll be like, oh, you know what I should do? Talk about how I have nothing to make, and yet I'm sitting on this footage, like this time that I met up with Wayne Riz. Why didn't I just make that?
Here's what I'm thinking. Riz is running for president. You go to the conference to meet with him, and then you show that vlog right there. It's ready. It's in the can already.
Maybe.
Then you can uncover the Trump stuff, too.
Maybe. Yeah. Yes, it is Wayne in the house. Can you flip channel 1 to channel 2 and see if it's the Rodecaster? So that's what I've done. I have done this with that where I've just unplugged it and flipped it over. I could probably even do it right now and we'll find out.
Has it done it since you've moved your cell phone? Anyone?
Jared made a good point. He said, has it moved since you've used your cell phone? It has not. So maybe I'll leave it in channel 1. If it starts up again, John will take your approach. But it very well could be the phone. And if it's been the phone this whole time. Diana's in the chat. Diana, where is your phone in relation to your Rodecaster? I just curious. Curious minds want to know. So right now, it hasn't happened since the phone wound back there on the chair.
See if I can do it.
See if you can set yours next to the Zoom.
Oh, I bet I can do it.
John is saying, wow, I can talk today. Yes, John can talk today.
You are allowed.
Yep. Diana's saying, nope, no noise since the phone has moved. Not done it since chucking the cell phone. If you swapped 1 to 2, use the other SM7B and the cables and the Fithead. You swapped 1 to 2, use the other. Yeah, I haven't done that. So I was on 2 and 2 was acting up with the other Fethead and the other SM7B. And here's the thing. My SM7B, the cables that are built into these Podcast Pro Aculyte boom arms and the Fetheads, they were all purchased at the exact same time. I purchased 2 SM7Bs at the same time, 2 Fetheads at the same time, and I got 2 of these Podcaster Pro at the same time. So Diana says it is right next to it, literally in front of it all the time and plugged in on the same outlet for power. Although I don't plug my phone in. Anyways, we'll find out. Maybe for some reason I'm just having issues with my phone. Maybe it's
a
Bluetooth, Wi-Fi.
It's maybe. A Google Pixel?
Yeah.
Is that what
Although
it is?
Diana's used Pixels too, so.
That's your problem right there.
It's like the wireless mic because it's a similar sound when you have a cell phone next to the wireless mic packs.
Yep.
Although I don't get that with my wireless mic, although it's in my phone is usually in my left pocket and my Rode Wireless Go is in my right pocket.
Oh, dude. Nonstop. Whenever I was doing weddings, nonstop. if somebody had a cell phone on them and it was anywhere remotely close to that mic, it was like, no, especially the Picos. Beep, 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 beep. Morse coding it out. Yeah.
See, Diana's saying, I did the same thing with my Fethead and Rodecaster Pro 1, never had an issue. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Bet it's me.
Oh, so speaking of last week, real talk. Let's tell on ourselves. All right. Tell on ourselves, because we do have to get out of here on time today. So we've only got about a half hour left.
Oh, we got to go. Okay, let's do this.
So half hour, right?
Yeah. Do you want to come clean? I mean, because I feel like I'm in the zone right now of confession, if you want me to do it.
Go ahead. I think we should come clean. I think really you should come clean, because I'm going to throw you under the bus and say this was your idea.
And say this was my idea. I knew this was going to happen.
This was your idea. You brought it
up. It was my idea. All right. I was in the zone. Diana inspired zone of deception. I was deceiving. So I had to be out of town last Wednesday. We're going down south, do some filming for a client down there. You guys have seen some of the videos about that. We're going to go do some more of that. So I told Josh the week prior, hey, I'm not going to be there. He said, let's batch record. And so when we were doing it, it was like, yeah, but like, it's not fun when you show up to a pre-recorded, if you just send it live, that sucks. I'm no offense, but like, I'm not going to show up and watch you. You've already recorded that. That's a video. That's a long form video that I can catch anytime. So how are we going to make this thing fun? And here was my theory. If we could fool John Hayes, if we could throw John Hayes off the scent just a little bit, we could increase audience retention for a period of time. I did not know how well it would work out, but we were able to do when we did the Friday show and we're able to kind of tailor. You remember that? I think we did it after. That's when we recorded it. We recorded it last Friday and then we did
not
it before.
Last Friday, the Friday before. Yeah, we recorded episode 84 at 9 a.m., recorded it, and then we went live at 10:30 for episode 83.
So we were able to work in some of that stuff into layers. So we were able to tease about certain things that would make sense in an episode that would air the next week. And I thought that was kind of fun and kind of brilliant, but also potentially, if Diana's in the chat, a smidge deceptive. And as I've watched it play out, I'm like, oh, I don't know that they're getting it. But John found us out. John found us out in a matter of no time, pretty much, and then just toyed with us the rest of it.
Yeah. So, and one of the things that was cool about it, like, there, if you go back and you listen to them, or if you were there, we had a bunch of little, like, Easter egg drops in different episodes. Because, like, we even, for the one we pre-recorded, which was last week's that we recorded before the first one, that one, like, we even did the whole setup. We had a pre-show where we're just sitting there chatting through the pre-show, and then we wound up
so
going
hard not to,
live
not
with
to
it.
Talk about it.
Because we like started it, and I was like, "No, you can't talk about the thing that we're not talking about." Or maybe that was episode 83. I don't know. The episodes have got confused. But we were talking about, no, we're not talking about that. You can't talk about the thing that we're not supposed to talk about. It was the fact that we were pre-recording it. And then at one point we talked about, it was even, I think it was the end of one of those episodes, about doing like a Back to the Future thing where you are going backwards, but you're actually going forwards, or maybe you're going forwards, but it's actually backwards. And it got confusing at one point. Like, I'm like, I don't even know what episode I'm on and what episode I'm not on. And
well, the trick for me was, what kept me sane was, if we could make a time like today, we've got to get out of here on time today. So if we could have an artificial time compress, we've got to be here, so let's keep on target. That would keep the narrative going. And if we could just keep it away from John, it would make sense. I feel like that was a good blueprint and a good game plan. A little weird though. It broke down halfway through whenever some of the texts popped up that weren't supposed to pop up. And then I think what gave it away was you were texting in the chat, but there was no movement from your hands. I think that was the final straw.
Yep. It was,
but again, I don't know. I was driving. I got a couple, I'd hop in and see a little bit and it's like, oh, he's going to get it. He's going to figure it out. And then
I was out there driving as well. So like neither one of us were here. I, I was here right at 10:30, but then I had to leave. So with Ecamm, I set the video in, and that way, once the video got done playing, it would automatically end the broadcast. So I hit go live, and then I'm out the door. And it was like, pull up my phone. I was like, yep, it's working. Let's get out of here. So took off and left there, and it was fun. And we had a few things because we added comments and chats in, because that's the one cool thing about, you know, Ecamm is if I've got your comment up here, I can edit the comment. So what I do is it doesn't save all of these comments from week to week, but what it'll wind up doing is whatever comment was on that scene, then it kind of saves that comment as a hidden overlay. So then I just had to activate that overlay and put it in there. So we had a few of them, like, and here was where it was even funnier. One of the comments, or a couple comments, were from Trey. And Trey was on his like anniversary trip in, I don't know, Cabo. So it's like, he's gone. There's no way he's watching the podcast when he's on that trip. It's like, it's just not going to happen. Now, of course, I didn't know that till like, I think 2 days prior, where all of a sudden he's leaving. I was like, oh, this is going to be fun.
There's some beautiful Easter eggs in there, because if you've been around for long enough, you know that there's an ongoing feud between Joshua and his brothers about who's the favorite son. And whenever you pulled up that comment from Deb going, yeah, basically, Josh, you're my favorite son or something like that, I'm like, oh, I knew it. It was fun to add in all of the extra little nuggets that,
and I've
the callbacks, if you will.
I don't even remember. I had that one in here. I can't find it off the top of my head, but yeah, that was another one where it was like, it was here. And it just happened to have her, and it was with Facebook too. So it pulls it up, and I was like, type in what I want. No, it was fun. I did feel like, I didn't feel bad that John was being, you know, thrown for a loop. I felt bad that Charles, because Charles doesn't catch the lives very often. And his first comment was like, yes, I finally made a live.
Yeah.
And I was like, and we were live. Inconceivable.
Inconceivable.
Now I will say, cause I'm just glancing over at, the analytics on the last four videos, the last four live streams that we did. While that episode is ranking number four based on average minutes watched, it was also the shortest one that we've done of the four. However, for the average view duration, that one had, here, I think I can pull this up. I don't know if you guys are going to be able to see this. So here are the last four, 81, 82, 83, 84. I know that this one was the lowest as far as actual time. Because I think it was only like a right at an hour episode, and that was it. That was with the countdown. So it was a short one, but the percentage of it that was actually viewed were at 17.2% on episode 81, 19% on episode 82, 20.2% on episode 83, and then 28.9% on episode 84. So out of the last four, it has the highest percentage for average view duration. Also, it's got lower amount of views, but it was just kind of interesting. What's your theory on that and looking at that?
My theory on that is that we were forced to, because of our deception, we were forced to get to the point as quickly as humanly possible. Right. And we're an hour and a half into this bad boy, an hour into this bad boy. We hadn't even started talking about the topic. We're just goofing around.
Well, I think this is the topic, but yeah, it took us an hour to get here.
Sometimes it takes us a minute to get rolling. I mean, we're having fun with the people who are live and in the chat. That's why we always tell people in the beginning, if you want to steer the course of the conversation, you need to make sure that you're live and in the chat every Wednesday at 10:30 or Friday or Thursday afternoon or whenever we have to schedule next.
Right. It's interesting to see that. I mean, it makes me wonder, I had that same thought. We got straight to the point. We started going, we had an idea of what we were going to talk about. Here it is. And we just went straight to it. With a couple callbacks to the audience and those that were in the chat, But it was very minimal. It was like, oh, let's make this quick comment, but we kind of stayed on course or on track. And I've wondered if maybe we don't play around with that in the future. And this is
I hate it. Nope. Go ahead.
This is not me setting up a potential deception for future, or is it?
Or is it? We'll see you next week.
But I wonder, what if we had a little bit of that where, and we kind of do in some of our episodes where there's like a definitive, here's the topic we're talking about. And for that topic, we don't do a lot of audience interaction, but it takes us an hour to get to that point. And so I just wonder, like, for the actual format, structure, order of service, if we look at doing that at some point in the future.
Here's where I'll concede. I do not want to lose. I love, part of why I even do this is this audience interaction. Mm-hmm. You don't get this anywhere else. There are people bantering. I mean, Diana's here. Charles is here.
Charles is saying that he was so heartbroken that he thinks he's going to lock himself in a room and lick a 9-volt battery.
I mean, you don't get that. But at the same time, I do understand there are people who click who may not be a part of this very tight niche group of people and want to get to the meat and potatoes. And I think we could possibly tailor it that way. We could log on, you know, we could do our rigmarole, the pre-show.
Yeah.
We could launch it. We could get straight into the topic. We could say hello to everybody. We get straight into the topic, do that for a handful of minutes, and then come back out and goof around with the guys.
Yeah.
I think that could be a pretty decent.
And I'm just wondering, maybe we try something like that because, well, for two reasons. One, in those times when we have a hard stop like this week where we have to get out, it gives us the opportunity of saying we can limit the audience interaction point while still being able to add the value of the main idea that we were talking about. And two, we've tried other ways of doing it. We've tried to get straight to it the whole time and we're not really going to engage and don't like that. Nope. And then we've done, let's just completely chat and we'll wing it. And then, oh yeah, we got to go in here in a half hour. So we should probably wrap something up.
Which I love, but it doesn't really do a whole lot as far as for the channel.
Yeah. So it's like, I think we should play with it and just see, see what happens. I mean, especially because we like to be ornery every now and then.
We do what we want, okay?
For full transparency, if you want full transparency.
I do.
There will be times that Jared and I cannot be here, or Jared and or I can't be here on a Wednesday. And that was the main thing, is we wanted to try to get to this Wednesday at 10:30 being a consistent time frame to where we're not missing a week. So that way, if people are planning on being here and watching it, and seeing it, they know when it drops, and on a regular basis, they can kind of look forward to it.
Because we had played with that. We had gone back and forth between a couple of days, and it was weird because, I mean, some people were like, I can't catch you Thursdays. Maybe I can catch you Wednesdays. And you would get a totally different audience on Wednesdays as opposed to Thursdays. So eventually we were like, we've just got to pick a day. Because even in doing the Friday, we didn't get everybody that's normally here on a Wednesday. And that was kind of sad. It was like, I miss the guys. Where were they?
Yeah.
It was good to pick up the extras.
And that's where I think, you know, we're planning on doing that. Well, we will plan on having some batched episodes. This was kind of a test of, should we just run it as a live? Because we had talked about, do we run it as a live, or do we just have it as a regular upload that it just goes, or do we set it as a premiere?
That was our one tease. We're not going to get away with that again. You're going to have people in the chat going, hey, what are we doing here? And I wouldn't want to. That was a funsy one-off Easter egg type. No, we can't do that again.
You're sure we can't pull the wool over their eyes another time?
I am 1,000% sure.
Oh, once we go off the air, we'll have to end just a couple minutes early so I can give you an idea of how I think we can. I've thought about this.
Oh, no. Diana, I'm a bad influence on him.
I have thought about this. It's still going to be Jared's fault, though. I to me, and this is kind of, this could be like an overall idea by this episode to kind of title it, give it a thing, but having a consistent upload schedule is valuable and it is important.
Unless you're in our situation with the vlogs, for me, it's just getting something out.
Well, yeah, if you can hit a consistent schedule, because even like, I don't know what Dude Perfect's schedule is right now, but I know there was a time when they would do like the first and third Mondays of the month. And that was it. I was always looking forward to that. I would sit there and be like, man, I miss Dude Perfect. When was the last upload? And then I'd just look at the calendar and be like, oh, it's not the third. So I got to wait until next week. But knowing when it was going to drop was very beneficial. Casey Neistat, when he was doing his vlogs, or when we were doing the Vlogpaster seasons, to know that 8 a.m. every single day, there's a new one uploaded.
Yeah.
It was something that I looked forward to, and I like that. So
there was a show, honestly. This shows you the power of consistency. There was a show on YouTube. It's no longer there because it's been booted from YouTube. But they would host their show every Monday through Thursday at like 9 a.m. or something like that, 9 or 10, whatever it was. But YouTube would purposefully throttle them. You would not get your alerts. You would not get your notifications, even if you were signed up for all the stuff. And so you knew that at 9 o'clock there was going to be a video there, no matter what, Monday through Thursday. And it was nice because like you get into the habit of waking up. It's kind of like a morning show, having your coffee, and they were there. Consistency, man. It speaks volumes to that. Even if you're being throttled, that you can be found.
And John was saying that scheduling instead of live might boost your Spotify or iTunes usage. We've seen a little bit of growth on the Spotify stuff. I don't know where it's at right now because I haven't actually checked it for a couple weeks because we had those. But it was one of those that what the typical plan is we run this live and then the next morning I wind up having that go. So after we get done here, I will wind up editing this. And the whole edit is really stupid and simple. I mean, it's just basically drop it into Premiere so I can get the right Spotify export settings. And that's essentially it.
Do you run it through that the AI thing where it takes out the ums? Do you do that?
Nope. I just leave the whole thing. So all I do is when we go, hi, I'm Joshua Verwers, you're Jared Brown, you guys are doing whatever you do. When we do that
thing, we dork it up every time.
I start right there. I put the intro just before it. And then the only thing I do is because I've got the separate audio channels from Ecamm. I've went through in the past and polished them up just a little bit to add a little bit of clarity. So I've got those presets in Adobe Audition. So that's all I do is I just add those presets on top of them and kind of hit save, export, upload. But I haven't seen really, I mean, I haven't figured out how to get the audio stuff going up or down. And I think part of that is because the majority of our audience is watching them on YouTube and I'm good with that. But over on the others, I don't know. Like, I don't know where it's at. And I can't really get too much. Like, even if here, I'll pull up some analytics, here's over the last 90 days. I mean, these are dropping pretty consistent. But then they start to get some, but apparently that, when artificial intelligence fails like our government, apparently that was a pretty popular one. And then it varies, but like this, I expected this to happen here because we were dropping. It was such a long gap. And I've seen this when we weren't doing as consistent with some of this stuff. When there's a longer gap, it does that. Now, of course, this says it was the 29th. I don't think that's right. Or maybe I backdated it when I posted it. That might've been what it was, but that should have been, it was actually here that I think it got posted. I don't know. Anywho, I haven't been able to really find out a rhyme or a reason to the audio section of that, how to get it going. But, I don't know. John says he gave us our first review or ranking a few weeks ago. I have not even seen that one. it didn't pop in. Although part of that is because if you did it on iTunes or Apple Podcasts or whatever they call it now, I have to go in over there and do that.
You have to approve it or something?
No, in order to see it, I have to actually log into the Apple's podcast dashboard to be able to see that stuff. But about once a month I've done that. I've hopped in on Spotify. I don't think Spotify does it. All Spotify you can do is, I think, just leave like a review or a rating, up to like a 5-star rating. And then I think it's on Apple that you can actually leave a review. But then on Spotify, we also have the feature of leaving. Oh, he says, nope, it was on Spotify. Okay.
Didn't know we were on Spotify. Awesome.
You didn't know we were on Spotify?
Sorry, man. I'm not one of the listeners.
Spotify, we're actually video.
Oh, look at us go.
Yeah. One of the first ones that had video as soon as, because when I heard that Spotify was considering doing video podcasts, and that was after they had signed the big deal with Joe Rogan and whatnot. He was the only one I think they had that it was video for a while. And they're like, we're looking at doing this and opening it up. And they had like a beta thing that you could apply for. And so I applied for it. And as soon as it said, yes, you can, and you're approved for it, I was like, done. So we've been uploading, you know, video podcasts on there. So yeah, it's, which is,
come on, look at us. Yeah. Trailblazers.
Look at that. We're doing that stuff.
We're doing the things and the stuffs.
But yeah, like I don't know. We're in here somewhere. So if I click over here.
85 episodes. I feel like that needs a celebration. Yeah.
So like right here, if I click on this one, this was last week's. See, there we go.
Woo.
Even though it's not showing the video for you, but it's showing the video for me.
So there we are.
I don't know why that's not showing the video. Apparently it's some Mac setting, but yes, the video is there and it does work. And it gives you the neat thing about the way that Spotify does that, for those that might want to get into doing a little bit more video podcasting, or if you've already got a video podcast on YouTube, if you wind up uploading the video section over to Spotify, Spotify will play the video on their platform. And then they send the audio from that to all of the others. So I just upload in the Spotify for Podcasters dashboard, which used to be Anchor. So actually, I think we got the access to it when it was still Anchor. But yeah, it's, I upload it there. They send it out everywhere. It's like, don't have to do much. We go live and we send it.
Wow.
But I think the consistency is important. So I think for the future, yes, I think we are going to plan on Wednesdays. We're probably going to have an episode in the can just in case something comes up, that we can do that. And if we wind up being out of town, but yet we're still free on that time, as long as one of us is in a command studio, of some sort, we can still probably make it happen. Even if I'm like on the road, I could still stream from the MacBook if I've got it.
But just so you guys understand the tight line that you have to walk, it's, you want to make something that is relevant to your audience, something that you guys are going to enjoy listening to us talk about. But at the same time, like, you can't batch record it 3 months prior because things have happened. Things have changed. Like, that event may not be current anymore. So now you got to.
Yeah.
What do? Do you burn it? Did you just waste an hour and a half? Or do you post it? And you're like, that was awkward.
Well, and that was a thing where for to give them peel the curtain back a little bit. We knew a couple weeks out that this was going to happen. And so then it was just trying to like, okay, when are we going to be able to do this? And I don't remember. I think it was that Wednesday. The Wednesday that we missed, I think that was one that one of us or both of us were just feeling under the weather and we weren't able to do it. Mm-hmm. Or something might have come up last minute. So we hadn't batched one yet. So then when it was Friday, it was like, we know that next Wednesday we're not going to be here. Let's go ahead and record ahead.
We're not missing two. Yeah. Pretty close to back to back. Yeah.
So that was kind of the thing where, hopefully that Friday is an anomaly and it doesn't happen. But at the same time, like you're saying, it is a tight rope to walk of how do you create a video that is applicable, relevant for the time that you're in without it becoming outdated and stuff. And that was because we were only a week out from it. I think we were able to do that easily. If we wind up batching one like today, then it's like, we don't know when that's going to play. So that's a little bit trickier.
It's such a balance. It's a neat, Wayne's saying, man, I think you just changed my whole workflow. What a time to be alive. And he's right. But it's hard to, as you were talking about and commenting on earlier, Josh, like it's hard to get your mind wrapped around it though, because, you know, we do want to batch something. While this is super easy, low impact on my end to show up and hang out with my friend and talk to everybody who's in the chat, it's also an hour and a half-ish that you need to have chunked out of your schedule. So if you miss a Wednesday, now you've got to carve that out of somewhere else that doesn't necessarily exist. And so it's a thing, no matter what your workflow is, Wayne, it's a thing.
Well, and even for us to batch it, like that's because then it's like, okay, we've set aside this hour and a half, but now we've got to find an extra hour and a half somewhere.
Extra hour and a half.
And to just and do that. And then
that thing needs to stay fresh. Yeah.
Right. To do that. That's where there's a little bit of mental gymnastics that we've gone through. To one, have these chats not only with each other, but to have these chats with you guys as the audience and to make sure that you're getting some value out of it. Yeah. So I don't know if maybe just wing it. That's all we ever do.
What if exactly? But what if there was a place? What if there was one site, one location where you could come and like have all of your questions, maybe not all of them, but a good majority of your questions answered. Say I'm a small church pastor and I want to learn how to put together all of my content and stuff. Does such a place exist? How would I learn how to do that? Inquiring minds want to know.
Well, I think that's about all the time we've got for this episode.
All right.
Jared is wanting to get into a conversation that we are going to be having next week.
Perhaps tease it.
That we've kind of alluded to the last couple weeks that Jared really wants to talk about and I've been delaying talking about. We're going to talk about courses and where our minds are on potentially creating some online courses, if we're going to create courses, and if we do, what it might be about. Rewind the last 30 seconds. You might get an idea of what I might be working on. Jared, you got anything else that you want to do and stir up the hornet's nest before you leave?
Nope. I think I've done my job here.
All right. Thank y'all for being here. It's been a pleasure. It's been fun. It's been enjoyable. If you guys have got any future topics or ideas that you want the Vlog Pastor to discuss in a future episode, leave them in the comments below. Or if you happen to be over on Spotify, you can go ahead and leave us a voice note and we may just happen to have the ability to play that in a future episode. And until next time, stay blessed. Enjoy God's best. Have a fantastic week.